February 26, 1938. How God recognizes himself in the one who tries to recognize God in his works. Happiness that God receives from the love of the creature. The place that man has in the creation and in the very divinity. How the divinity forms the members of one who lives in the divine will. I am under the empire of the divine volition, that loves and sighs for desire of being recognized in all its works. It seems that it takes the little creature by the hand, and carrying her in flight, points out to her all that it did, how much it loved her in each created thing, and how, by right, it wants to be loved in return. To love without receiving love in return is its greatest pain. I remain surprised, and my always adorable Jesus, visiting my little soul, all goodness told me, my blessed daughter, to love and to be loved is the greatest refreshment for our love. The happiness of the earth unites to the happiness of heaven, and as they kiss each other, we feel that the earth too delights us, bringing us the love of the creature who recognizes us and loves us. She brings us the most beautiful joys and the greatest happiness. More so, since the joys of heaven are ours, and nobody can take them away from us. But those that we receive through the love of the creature are new for us, and form our new conquests. And then, being recognized in our works, the creature flies up to recognize the one who created her. To be recognized is for us the greatest glory, the most intense love we may receive. By being recognized we form our army, the divine militia, our people, from which we demand nothing other than the tribute of being loved. We put all our works at their disposal to serve them, abounding with all that may make them happy. If they do not recognize us, we remain like the God with no army, and with no people. How painful it is to give to daylight so many creatures, and to remain without an army and without people. Now, continue to listen. As soon as the creature recognizes us in the created things and loves, she seals in them a note of love and happiness for her Creator. And as she goes up to recognize her Creator, she recognizes us and we recognize our divine being in her. If you knew what it means to recognize each other, our love, being loved, gives us peace and loves more intensively the one who loves it, reaching such excess that, in order to recognize itself in the creature, it creates itself. But to do what? To recognize itself in her and to be loved. How beautiful it is when we recognize ourselves in the creature. She becomes for us our throne, our divine chamber, our heaven. The seas of our love inundate her. Her little acts form waves of love that love us, glorify us and bless us. She recognizes us in ourselves. She recognizes us within herself. She recognizes us in all created things. And we recognize her in all our works, in the sky, in the sun, in the wind and everything. Our love, united to our fiat, brings her everywhere, and we place her in order, inside all our works. After this, my mind continued to swim in the sea of the divine volition. My God, how many surprises, how many wonders! And my sweet Jesus, visiting my little soul, all inundated within his flames of love, told me, blessed daughter of my will, my love gives me no peace if it doesn't make me say new surprises about my divine fiat. It wants to make you know the sublimity and nobility of the place it occupies for those who live in the divine volition, both in the creation and within our divine being. You must know that the creature who lives in our divine will occupies the first place in the creation. All created things feel so connected together and united to her, that they become her inseparable members. Therefore, the sun is her member, the expanse of heaven, the wind and the air that all breathe are her members. All created things feel happy, honored to be the members of this fortunate creature. And some become her heart, some her hand, some her feet, some her eyes, some her breath. In sum, there's no created thing that does not have its distinct place, and does not exercise the office of being her member. Her soul, as the head, keeps her members in order, and receives from God all the love, the sanctity, the glory and all the goods that the created things contain. More so, since all created things are our members as well. Therefore, for the creature who lives in our will, her members are ours, and our members are hers. They keep our supreme being in communication with the creature, and we become for her, more than blood that circulates in the veins of her soul. The continuous heartbeat of love, as we palpate it in her heart. The divine breathing, as we breathe in her soul. And loving this creature with excessive love, we put into circulation her little love and her acts inside our divine being. We are jealous of her heartbeat and of her breath, so we enclose them inside of ours. Nothing comes out of her that does not remain locked within ourselves, to repay her with our love, and to hear her delightful and sweet refrain, I love you, I love you, I love you. So, in one who lives in our will, we see the continuous chain that never breaks. And our love has its ledge on which to lean, to be able to say incessantly, I love you, I love you, I love you. When our love does not find the love of the creature, it remains suspended and shouts in pain, as if it wanted to deafen the creature, telling her, we don't you love me? Not loving us is the most cruel wound for us. But this is not all. If our love doesn't reach excess, it is not satisfied. Do you want to know why we made of the creation many members that had to serve as our members as well as members of the creature? We placed in each created thing our gifts, our sanctity and our love as the bearers of what we wanted to give to her, and as deliverers of what she would do for us. All created things are crammed with a depository of all that we wanted to give her. Heaven, with its variety of stars, symbolizes the many of our new and distinct acts that we wanted to give her. The sun symbolizes our eternal light, with which we want to inundate her, and the heat and its effects represent our love, that almost wants to drown her to make her feel how much we love her, while its effects are the various beauties with which we wanted to invest her. In every blow of the wind we placed our kisses and our loving caresses, and in its impetuous waves our ruling love, to sweep her into our love with our squeezes and hugs, so as to render her inseparable from us. In sum, each created thing possesses our gifts to be given to the creature. But who takes them? Only those who love in our will. I can say that all created things are filled with our gifts, but they cannot give them, they cannot be their bearers, because they do not find one who lives in our divine fiat, which is the virtue and the power of putting her in communication with all our works more than her own members and with her very creator more than her own life. How many unheard of prodigies will we not deliver from our divine womb, for those who will let our will reign. Our works will sing triumphs and victories, and henceforth we will abound in giving the gifts and the goods of their creator, that they possess. All will be happy those who give, and those who receive. Therefore, be attentive and do not care about anything other than living in my will, because I have much to give you, and you, much to receive. I remained surprised in hearing this, and I said to myself, is it really possible what he just said? It seems incredible. And my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, don't be surprised. You must know that all that we did had to serve the creature who was to possess my divine will as life. It was necessary to our decorum, wisdom, power and to our majesty. Now, when the creature subtracted herself from our will, justice demanded that we withdraw from her all that had to serve as befitting to our supreme majesty. And the creature remained like the head without its members. Poor head with no members. What good could it ever do? It is true that the head has the supremacy over the members, but without members the head can do nothing. It has no life, and no works. Now, since my will wants to go back into the creature, my love once demands the restitution of the members. Not only this, but also the very life of the one who has created them. Our reigning will place all its works in force, and it will give back to the creature all that she lost by doing her own human will, which devastates all goods, breaks all the communications with our works and with its very creator, and becomes like a dislocated bone that loses communication with all its members. All it gives is pain.